New cutting-edge prenatal screening technology is about to become available in Australia for the first time. The non-invasive blood test allows expecting parents to screen for disorders like Down syndrome with a high degree of accuracy. The test is expensive and so far has only been available to women willing and able to have their blood sent to the United States for analysis. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Melbourne woman Catherine Shinners is mother to newborn baby Benjamin. She's one of an increasing number of women choosing to have the new non-invasive prenatal screening.
So it's a genetic test that looks at the baby's chromosomes, and I find it amazing because my understanding is they find the fetal DNA in my blood. So it's a non-invasive test, whereas some of the other tests looking for genetic abnormalities, first of all, can't be done until a bit later, like second trimester, and are invasive and can actually be at risk to the baby. So the advantage for me was that it would give me the information I wanted, and it's pretty accurate. It's got a high sensitivity and low risk.
Before this test became available, women could have the first trimester screening test, which gave them the statistical odds of having a baby with Down syndrome or some other chromosomal disorders. Otherwise, they had to wait until later in the pregnancy and have an invasive test involving extracting genetic material from either the placenta or amniotic fluid. The new non-invasive blood test has only been available for 2 years, and up until now, only via American companies at substantial cost. But the test is about to be offered by the Victorian Clinical Genetics Services, a not-for-profit provider of genetic testing based at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne. David Amore is the medical director.
There is certainly a strong benefit in having the laboratory scientists in close communication with the counsellors who are in turn in close communication with the patient. Having samples being shipped backwards and forwards across the world and having information passing by email or other forms of communication is no substitute for having people in the same room.
The organisation has invested in 2 machines at a cost of about $250,000 each, which will allow it to deliver the test in Victoria. Associate Professor Amore anticipates the cost and the time the test takes will drop.
When testing was first offered in Australia, it was up towards $2,000 was the cost of having this test. And that was only 2 years ago. We've seen the cost decrease to around the $500 mark at the moment. So I think by any standards, that's a dramatic reduction in cost. The expectation is that we should be able to further reduce the cost by bringing the test in-house.
He says the test is likely to advance over time.
As the technology improves, and it's important to remember we're just at the beginning of this translation of the technology, that we will see the test advance and see a lot more conditions added on to those that can be detected non-invasively.
Already, more and more women are choosing to use the test despite the cost.
The previous screening protocol, which was done using a test called first trimester screening, we know that about 80% of women in Victoria were accessing that test. So potentially the non-invasive test could end up being offered or being taken up by 80% of pregnant women.
It certainly marks a change in this particular sector, though, doesn't it? It seems that we're at the early point of a readjustment in how prenatal testing is going to be conducted over the next decade in Australia.
Yeah, I think this is a massive change. It can't be underestimated. We look back now and we see that for more than a decade, basically every pregnant woman had pretty much the same tests offered to her. And what we're going to see over the next 5 years is continual change, new tests coming on the market, improved in various ways, but definitely with non-invasiveness being a key component. And I think the women have cast their vote that they want to have non-invasive testing. That is definitely their preference. So that is the direction that testing will go.
Associate Professor David Amore ending that report by Rachel Carbonell.